Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio on the BBS Network. We've got a great show tonight. We've got Greg Sullivan with J-SETI. He's like the Japan affiliate of E-SETI. And, you know, they've had some amazing experiences. He brought a whole group here from Japan, and they've had already done a couple skywatches out there and have seen some pretty amazing things and experienced the energy here as well. So we'll bring some of them on to give us a little testimony on their experiences here at the ranch, and we'll have Greg here to translate that. So that'll be coming up right after the events that we have to bring forward. So we got to take care of a little business here. We've got the 2017 calendar of events coming up, and we've got August 3 through the 7th. We've got Sustainability Weekend, and we're building an earth bag dome and treehouse building with the sky watch as well. So people come and participate in building the earth bag dome or learn about the tree houses. And we'll also have a sky watch as well weekend. On the 10th through the 13th of August, we've got Theta Healing certification course with a sky watch as well. August 17th through the 22nd, we've got camping and sky watch and the solar eclipse. And so we'll all be out checking out the solar, you know, eclipse and filming that. And, you know, watch the skies during the solar eclipses and get your cameras out, because there's always a lot of UFOs around the solar eclipses. August 24th through the 27th, we've got camping and skywatch with Clyde Lewis from Ground Zero. And that's going to be his listeners' weekend. There'll be a lot of activity. There always is when Clyde is here. And last time he was here, he had Bigfoot run right up to him, stop, skid, smile at him, and turn off and run through the forest. So he'll tell us that story. It was pretty amazing. On the 1st of September through the 4th, we'll be doing the Ambassador Workshop and the Teacher's Training with the Sky Watch as well. So that's you want to put that on your calendar. The Ambassador Workshops, we get a lot of activity, a lot of ships come in, a lot of initiations happen, and people connect with their star families. The 7th through the 10th is another Sustainability Weekend, Earth Dome and Treehouse Building with a Sky Watch. 14th to the 17th, we have camping and skywatch. And the 21st to the 24th of September, there's a Divine Feminine and Sacred Dance Workshop along with the skywatch. So you can go to esetievents.com if you want to find out more about this, or if you want to send some, you know, check out more, you can go to eseti2017@gmail.com if you want to email and get more information about these workshops. So that out of the way, we're going to bring Greg on the show. So, Greg, welcome
to
the show.
Great to see you. Thanks, James, for having us as usual.
Yeah, what's new with J-SETI?
Well, the biggest thing is, you know, we have a big new release of the E-SETI documentary, Contact Has Begun. So actually my first visit here was 10 years ago, basically next week. So, Yeah, it's the end of a huge cycle. And I know even we first talked about doing this Japanese version of the movie almost over 5 years ago. So I know you've been waiting a long time.
Yeah.
And it's all in divine timing. But ever since last fall, I really started going again. And this version is it's fully overdubbed in Japanese. Mm-hmm. So we found that, as I mentioned before, that a lot of this information is not hasn't been public there at all. So it's we're building a solid foundation with sort of the veterans like yourself here, I've kind of made a new keyword over there, spiritual contact. You know, there's a lot of baggage in the terms UFO and other terms they use there.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, they've had a really heavily controlled media presence, and the whole UFO field has just been overrun with disinformation. So it's good to get the truth out there. And then we've had a ton of great screenings. So we've done a bunch of screening events as I was finishing the film. So I know we're on camera here, so I'll show you. This is one of the guests who came on our tour last year is a professional designer. So she threw this together.
Oh, great.
Really nice flyer and everything. So we've got an overview of the ranch, and yourself, James, and also our tour. So this year is our biggest tour ever. We had sort of an adjusting year last year. It was numerologically a 9, you know, 2016. But now this year is a 1, a new start for everyone. So we have now 17, including me. So it's been a real awesome visit so far.
Yeah, I know some amazing experiences out there just in the past two nights that that you've had. Unfortunately, I just got back from Yelm. I had to go to Yelm and do a lecture there, a workshop and a Skywatch, and it's kind of tight. You know, I come back here and then I've got like five counselings waiting, and
yeah,
and I'm gonna sleep well tonight for sure. But there was a great event down there, Yelm event. A lot of people awakening down there as well. But the sticking to the subject here, I know you're having a lot of activity in Japan. Could you talk about some of the UFO activity?
Yeah, besides the screenings, we had another really amazing event, 700 in the field. It was like the biggest one we've done, of course. And we had a great, it was a 2-day event that we were invited to go to with a lot of major big name lecturers in Japan. Mm-hmm. And so we had the ETs pull out all the stops. There was a lot of limitations to the facility and the field, but they kind of pulled out all the stops for us, and just the people that were gathered were really, really pure-hearted, and even some of the lecturers who were on the skeptical side ended up, you know, kind of tipping their hat, and they were really blown away. So that was it's getting easier. You know, the residence field or whatever, all the work that we're all doing is building around the world. So I find that it's getting the theme this year seems to be spreading this word and spreading the experience to people who never had it before. Mm-hmm. So we've been in touch with a lot of the publishers that we've been involved with who had never were able to come to the event themselves. They were there. And I also was introduced recently to another couple of head editors of major fashion magazines and stuff. So it's, it has been a slow process, but when it flips, it's going to be really fast, I think, over there.
Yeah, it's interesting seeing, you know, you keep bringing up back all these magazines and newspapers and everything.
Yeah.
And I see my face on there.
I go,
when did that happen?
Yeah, this is the interview. Yeah, we have this. We work with this magazine quite a bit. It's called Anemone. And actually, I wanted to, you know, there's some of these, there's the, in this Japan especially, there's, it's like you had the conference last night, and then there's, you know, all these UFO congresses and stuff, but in Japan, there's no official real UFO research field, believe it or not. There's a strong and healthy spiritual field. But, the two worlds have been separate, so that's why I kind of created that term spiritual contact to kind of bridge the gap. And of course, the message from Contact Has Begun is perfectly on that line. So yeah, so one of the people you met when you were there in Tokyo has been a big help. And when I get back from this trip, we're going to have our first major booth at their, it's the largest spiritual gathering as far as a conference or in Japan. So there'll be a couple, 30 to 40,000 within 2 days. So it's an enormous convention. And we'll be the only dedicated ET and contact research outfit there. So yeah, it's bridging, you know, a lot of people who are there have interest, but again, they've had so much programming via, you know, X-Files and all these Hollywood movies that they're kind of taking down that wall is the big task at hand, I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I know when I was there, we had the pleasure of meeting with Dr. Nimoto.
Yeah, yeah.
Who took over for Dr. Emo.
That's right, yeah.
And, you know, he had some amazing things to say, and he was very supportive of the work, and they put us in the magazine and everything, and that was great. And
yeah.
Learned a lot. You know, I was sharing information I knew about DNA, and he was talking about transferring DNA into water and water holding DNA and lasers transferring DNA. It was amazing. Kind of sharing there all this different stuff, and afterwards we're going, aha, that's the Immaculate Conception. It was pretty interesting.
Everyone has a piece of the puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah, it really brought understanding to how upgrades can happen very easily, and how they can add DNA even, you know, in the womb, and you know, it doesn't have to be tubes and test tubes and things. It can all be done with a projection.
Yeah. I agree. Like that was real. That was really amazing how he got involved with that, because it is, you know, it is sort of a risk. These longtime groups have a standing reputation, and you know, the people following them don't necessarily know about contact yet. So it takes courage for them to do that. Yeah. So.
Well, he came here and he had his own experience. So he came here and had an amazing opening, saw the ships and everything. So
yeah, I know.
Saw the door open, ships coming out of the door. So you know, he was coming from experience. You know, he wasn't like an armchair investigator just making up stories. He actually came here and and did his own research.
Yeah, I know he was guided by Dr. Emoto, and we had that interview with you and mm-hmm. I, and his Dr. Emoto's main translator,
yeah.
Fukiko, was there, uh-huh. and then all of a sudden we had Dr. Emoto coming in from an ascended six-dimensional Orion ship uh-huh. or whatever. Yeah, and I actually found another video by chance on YouTube of someone channeling Dr. Emoto, and they had the same thing. He was saying he's putting people together. Mm-hmm. So that was exactly what we experienced, you know.
That's the exact same information. Yeah, the one of the things that I know the listeners would love to hear about is the I know you the problem over there with Fukushima. Is there a lot of ships in the area that look like they're working with that, helping to clean that up? Or?
Yeah, I haven't been there this year yet, but yeah, definitely it's they've got that under control. And yeah, it's Tokyo would not really be livable otherwise. I think so. It's and there's continual sightings over there, and there's a lot of people doing the Shinji, which is they call it. It's like the people who go around the Shinto shrines doing good work and prayer work over there. Yeah, right. So the people are regularly going there. The other thing that happened after Fukushima last year was a huge earthquake in our area called Kumamoto. It's where the largest volcanic caldera is, and during your trip, we didn't get to go down there, but it's beautiful. And we were there 3 years in a row before the earthquake, and it's right on the 33rd parallel. And so, as you know, 33 is a master number, and that's, with the Christ number and everything. So we had this amazing sign come through that not all of these tragedies are tragic. And the message that came through is just the picture I just showed you there. On that day, the first anniversary of the earthquake was, it was 4/14, April 14th. And I had forgotten that was Good Friday. And we were eating at a restaurant. We did some, Martin Scorsese just had a movie come out last year called Silence about the Christians in Japan in the 1700s and how they were, pushed out and also extinguished, you know, by the emperor at one point. And then, so we were going around some of those sites on a tour this year, and then we were at dinner, and we were eating steak on a big, large grill, and the chef throws vinegar on the grill, and up, and the flames come up like, Benihana style. Yeah. And then the tour, one of the organizers said, everyone get your phone ready and take pictures of the flames, because they'll be like dragon faces or fairies and whatnot, orbs. And so I got the unicorn, and then the one that everyone was away was the Christ on the cross.
Oh, yeah.
And then it flipped everyone out that was Good Friday. So it was the 33rd parallel that happened on Good Fridays. And it was so we're calling it like an ascension earthquake.
Yeah.
And it was like a positive shift, like Gaia's moving. So, you know. Uh-huh.
I know, is it Sakajiwara?
Sakurajima, yeah.
Sakurajima, yeah, I can't always say it wrong.
That's going off too.
Yeah, that was going off, and we got some amazing photographs of that, and there's a woman's face in there, undeniable woman's face in there. It looks just like Pele or one of the goddesses, and so they're starting to get these amazing photographs of these changes, and I thought it was interesting because the fire was coming out of her mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and she was talking, you know, she was saying, you know, enough, you know, she wasn't happy with what was going on.
Yeah, it's just all proof that the earth is moving and there are greater beings that are assisting with the shift. Yeah, so obviously the Orion's Council of Light has been on the ground big time doing those planetary energy, adjustments and everything. It was funny. Someone pointed out to me that I was talking to them, and the first town I ever lived in Japan was called Oreo, the cookie. It's called O-R-I-O. Uh-huh. And then someone pointed out, well, if you put an N on that, isn't that Orion? Japan has that whole Orion connection.
Yeah, there's definitely a strong connection.
Yeah, we've had a lot. Most, like 90% of the people who come on our tour, as you've seen, have been at Orion one point or another. You know. Mm-hmm.
The also too, I noticed there was a lot of footage coming out after the tsunami and with the meltdown and everything. There was a lot of ships that seemed to be filmed, and then it would disappear. It's weird. You'd see the footage on YouTube, like five or six ships just sitting there, you know, doing the cleanup. And they did that in Chernobyl. They had a ship come in right when Chernobyl went off, and the scientists all talked about it, and then it got hushed up after that. But there was a purple light that was shooting right down into the where the meltdown was happening.
Yeah.
And they said all of a sudden all the meters were like spiking off the scale, and all of a sudden they just went down to zero when this purple light was going in there. So
yeah,
So they have done a lot on our behalf. I know they're very serious. They want us to quit building these things and stop using. There's other technology to generate the energy. And I know here, a friend of mine, Max, actually bought a power plant, and he's running it. I think he has two Rolls-Royce engines, the big jet engines, and he's running them on water and running the turbines, and he's producing tons more electricity than it was before. So we don't need. I mean, that's a dinosaur. There's also zero-point technology and things like that, but that's a dinosaur model to show that we don't have to use nuclear energy.
Yeah, you know, it's unfortunately a big money business, and I have one active now. They shut all the nuclear plants down in Japan for over 2 years, and then it's been over 5 years now, I guess. And then they're slowly starting to turn them on again. So there's one that has been turned on in our area, unfortunately. So with all the earthquakes that are happening, it's just another, you know, it's a time bomb waiting to explode, you know, unfortunately.
And they're everywhere. They're still building them in the U.S. So it's insane. You know, it's pretty insane. But
one other thing I forgot. I think I sent you, I don't know if you got the link, but last Halloween, speaking of the contact there, we had an amazing thing that with these fireballs that actually made global news. It was on Halloween morning, just like the one that flew when you were in town. But it was in one of those news cameras early in the morning. That's just no one's in the office and it's just filming, and this enormous green fireball flew over the city of Niigata, which is where one of our assistants here is from. It was on international news. This enormous mystery light, you know. So we were doing work in the field that night before, so it was cool to have that.
I saw that one. The article you sent me where the Sunday when we were doing that workshop. And bringing the ships in and everything, and then the mainstream news shows a giant ship going across Tokyo.
That's right, and it was in the early in the morning on the last day you were there. Speaking of Dr. Emoto, he gave us another hint as to with the fireballs. I know people have seen these all over the world. I got a message. I was writing for my article for their magazine, the IHM World. It's called the Dr. Emoto Group, and I was writing about the first time when he came to our interview. And as I finished that, I rushed off to lunch, and I was listening to some music in the car by an artist called Sonic Boom, an English guy. And then I got to the restaurant. I was eating lunch, and all of a sudden, I got this message, or I kind of got this inspiration that, wait a minute, the fireballs don't make any sound. And if you think of the Russian one that struck the in 2013, in February 2013, it has the sonic boom. It blew down windows and walls its shockwave, you know. Uh-huh. And all these fireballs, you know, they're altitude-wise, there's a line where it's either going to hit the earth or it's going to fizzle out. You know, there's no gray zone. So all these fireballs that we're seeing, the fact that there's huge proof that they're actually ships or ships acting like meteorites is that they have no sound.
Yeah.
They all should be making huge shockwaves, and almost none of them do.
Yeah, something that big, definitely.
Yeah, so that was a huge hint that came down from Dr. Emoto after that, yeah.
Yeah, so is there anywhere else you want to go with what's happening with Jay Seti or
Basically, you know, we're we've got a lot of amazing power for people coming in. Actually, someone on our tour here, we have another major representative from another major group, the Monroe Institute. And we have Mr. Sakamoto here. He runs the Monroe Institute in Japan. How long has that been? 10 years? 12 years. Yeah, he's been doing hemi-sync, very popular in Japan. So again, a lot of people are coming on board with, actually real contact and doing the work in the field. That's really awesome.
One of your other events, you brought a doctor. That was amazing. The doctor, he had the big thick Coke bottle glasses, and he went through the transmission release session, and then he got up and he couldn't see, and his wife took his glasses off and he could see fine.
It was amazing. Yeah.
That was amazing. You know, he was like a doctor. You know, when that happened. So
definitely.
That was pretty amazing.
We have another a lot of major all-star, a lot of big, very powerful souls coming together this year. And in some of the other workshops we've done some. I do a sort of a ascension type of workshop indoors now as well. And one of the people who I met through that is here, and it turned out that she's the reincarnation of Marilyn Monroe. So yeah, it's a very powerful lady.
Maybe
here.
We can bring her on.
Goddess,
the, on
yeah,
the air.
Spirit. Here, so. Yeah, so she intuited before she heard any information about the UFO and Marilyn and Kennedy connection. She intuited that she had been not only killed but also related to top secret information and, you know, and UFO stuff. So that was a the fact that she heard that from us then afterwards was just confirmation. So
yeah. Now, that was strange how I got an email from somebody with Marilyn Monroe on it for my birthday at the same time. This other guy showed up, and he had it on his phone, too, another one. And it all happened all at the same time, like a synchronistic thing,
which
is kind of interesting.
Her spirit's moving. And we have a guy here who's who has her birthday, and he has a painting of Marilyn. So I was telling the group that no matter what, there's going to be someone – there'll be several people here who have – either soul connection with you or some sort of synchronicity that'll happen. Yeah. So that we found that out immediately on the first day. It was awesome.
So if you want to bring up some of the guests that you brought here from Japan, we can do a little interview.
Yeah. This is Mayumi. Yeah. We were told she was like 80% reincarnated like, for example, I'm the quarter reincarnation of one of the famous samurai in Japan. So that's what they call it, Bunrei, a split soul. And, it's sort of, so she's obviously a starseed and everything, but she has a lot of ET roots as well. But she's an 80% reincarnation of Marilyn, and there's no other reincarnation currently. That's the information we got. But yeah, so she's super powerful Andromedan goddess here.
Maybe she can talk a little bit about your experience here at the ranch and...
Yeah.
And you can translate.
Okay, sure. My name is Sando. This is Imo Marino Taken. So, this is Kiko Kitigar.
Sonichi ni table work をしていただいて、ものすごくパワフルなワークというか、エネルギーが降りてきたことを感じました。
Yeah. When her first day here, she was happy that she could do the table. We did the group clearing.
Yeah.
And she was.You guys let her sit in the women's spot there. So and she's felt a lot of major strong energy come through her, come down and come through her, too.
Right.
この、イーセッティに来て、肉眼でものすごい数の宇宙船を見ることができて、本当にエンターテインメントのショーを見るみたいにすごく興奮して喜びでいっぱいなんですけれども、そのそういうふうに見ている、肉眼で見るっていうことは私たちのその喜びとか意志が宇宙船にもちゃんと伝わっているとか更新できているんでしょう、そのワークの時はすごく感じることができたけど、それをちょっと教えていただきたい。
はい、ありがとうございます。Speaking of, she said it was like, so the first night was like a total show, like it was so many ships flying and she really felt that they felt that was them reacting. She felt them reacting to us and our words and our state of mind and everything, our consciousness. Yeah. Speaking of entertainment, she also sings as well. So we're gonna have our I play music, of course, and we're gonna have our joint concert on 8/8 at the Sirius Gate next week when we get back. So yeah, But so she's just charging up for that as well.
Maybe she can give us a song here. Maybe on the way out, we can have a little song.
Yeah, she's a good singer.
Yeah.
Okay, どうですか。
そう、その8月8日ってどのようなエネルギーがゲートシリウスのライオンゲートで降りてくるのかも教えてほしい。
あ、そうね。はい、それまた明日だね。
はい。
曲について、一応曲について話しますね。
曲。
のチャンネルにした。So each of her songs actually she channeled, and each of the songs she made, set up to a different ET group. Like, you know, one of her main ones is Andromeda and Pleiades, so she feels the connection is really strongly. But do you want to comment about that? どうですか？その記憶に。And she got a card in Portland. We bought some Mary Magdalene oracle cards. And the first one she pulled regarding the tour had a big mountain and it says colors. All the, you know, we've been out in the medicine wheel today briefly, feeling the group's energies and everything. Yeah, so she's really tuned into that.
I wonder if we could, maybe we can have her on the way out when we're closing, like how long would one of her songs be? We could maybe have her sing a song for us.
Yeah, 歌をすることは可能ですか？最後に歌をする可能は可能ですか？今日
歌を。ここね。
それかCD から。 She has a YouTube
のような
け。We could play it from the net. Yeah, she could. We could play a video from the net, or she could try something a cappella, whatever.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll see how. I'll see how she feels at the end. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good idea. Okay, right. 他にメディシンウィールのことさ、Let's ask her about those circle, soul circle today.
あのアンドロメダのところでものすごくあの光の柱につながって。もう鍋だとあと本当にレアが降りてきて、うん、まずそのメインガイドの、
うん、
もうものすごい愛に包まれてもう言葉にならない
です、ね、
ちょっと時間を忘れてしまいました、
うん、はい Actually the first time she participated in our event Leia, you know, we've interacted with some I've translated some of the、mm-hmm. so many of the sessions now that、some of the guides coming right in and saying she's mine, you know, so、yeah. it's like、Leia is herher main
Andromeda.
Yes, Andromeda. So she, the first event she came in, it was like she was pumping me to say, you know, tell her, tell her.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, she stood in the Andromeda section today of the Galactic Medicine Wheel and was felt this huge, how do you say, pillar of energy. Yeah,
yeah.
And just enormous love and, you know, bliss from her guide, yeah, Leia. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Maybe we can who's next? Bring another. Yeah, we'll bring another guest up from Japan and get there. Have them tell us their story.
She's another. Mary. Hi, this is Yoko.
で初めてあの来た時に本当に優しい愛と光を迎えてくださってもうすごい感謝してます。それとここに来れたこと本当にあの。
James, she says, wants to thank you for making this beautiful place, and you know, she felt so welcome, and being on the land, just tons of positive vibration and love, you know, coming, she getting from all over the, you know, up and down, so to speak, you know.
Great.
そこに座ってたら、
She's also really sensitive.
もうあのジェームスさんの波動が熱くて。
She feels this real hot energy coming from your field.
Because it's your
main. Yeah.
あのアクティベーションされたんで、ちょっとすごいびっくりしました。
いつだっけ？
今。
Even now, she's getting continually activated. Every day, she's been getting downloads. And she got out when in the lodge. She's been at night as well as you know. She's been getting a lot of downloads happening. So yeah, so.We're looking forward to the part two of Self-Mastery tomorrow.
Great. And about the sightings, the ships and the other things, maybe she can talk a little bit about that.
今日のサークルとかスカイウォッチどうですか？
そうですね、スカイウォッチは私、あのまず2日目ですかね、2日目にあの、まあ、毎日すごいあのシップが現れて、すごい感動だったんですけど、特に2日目、すごくエネルギーを感じて、あの本当に突き上げるようなエネルギーを感じてその後ものすごく感動っていうかもう涙がもう込み上げてきて、うん、それで声に出して涙が出てしまったんですけど、うん、その後あのずっと左からシップが現れてゆっくりゆっくりと、まあ、右にあのずっと移動してくれたんですけどその間も本当になんかあの懐かしいというか、もう喜びでみたいになって、でその日夜あの目を閉じて寝るときに
すごい今イクイジブスすみません。あの、so yes, she said on the second day in the field in the Skywatch field, we had I know everyone saw there was two main major lights that came out from Arcturus, you know, around the Arcturian star system, and they were really low and really bright. And it flew for a long time across the sky, curving, and it was like a bookends for the work in the very beginning, and then at the end as well. And then the one in the end, I was filming it with the night scope, but I said, "Everyone, can you know, they're blasting this enormous love shower," and she had already started crying. So it was like you know, beyond this thing that's even beyond words, we can all feel the energy. Once you start to get more and more sensitive to it goes beyond the sightings, and then you feel that they're. Sending stuff, you know, from the sky, so to speak. Yeah, so she really plugged into that a lot. She was in tears, yeah.
で、夜寝るときに目を閉じたら、 すごい化学模様がいっぱい現れて、それがどんどん変化していって、まあ、すごい紫色の美しいあの形に。
And she, and when she went to sleep, that night, the first night when she went to sleep, she had like, she saw a, geometry and like a purple, mosaic, like a flower of life or a mandala, and just all these visions, like all this information coming in. Yeah, so she's getting really charged up.
Great.
Yeah, so.
There's a lot of energy coming in here right now.
Yeah, really. Imamo, yeah, she's she.
Yeah, I feel.
She gave you a double glance. Imamo,
she's
still there. She's super sensitive. I can see she has the Mary, Mary kind of, was it?
Mary
family energy.
Yeah, big time. 今もすごい来てるんですけど、でその次の日にやっぱり同じようにエネルギーを感じたら、また左からやってきて、今度は目を閉じてっていう声が聞こえたんです。
When that second ship came over, she heard them saying, "Close your eyes." You know.
そしたら目を閉じていたら本当に光のコードだって言われて、そのどんどんどんどん形が変わっていった。ずっと多分このメッセージ中コードが降りていて、私たちにその波動を。
And then she heard the words light code.
Yeah.
And she, you know, she could see, and they were telling her, and she could also see that there was this information being transferred, you know, from the ship into the field to us in the shares. Yeah.
Nice.
So, yeah. We've been getting a lot of the diamond, you know, in our, as with the diamond orbs, the Arcturian symbols, and the, you know, here we have horse. I was there too. The horse we've gotten as their symbol, as well as the deer. And so we've seen deer here already, and we've seen diamonds everywhere from as the tour started. So there's a real strong Arcturian support happening this time. Yeah.
So then, この愛ハートを開くためにここに来させた。ここでしかその波動を強く受けられ
ないから。I see. Yeah. So they were telling her there's some certain things they can only do here when she's here. So it might be a little strong, but they're going to use the time when she's here to its maximum. That's what she was getting as their message too. Yeah.
Yeah. Probably do like upgrades, like DNA upgrades, and recalibrate her energy and things like that.
Yeah, she will upgrade them. And some of them will calibrate so it has more.
すごい。Open
up your heart.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of hearts too. Heart to hear for a second.
She's
very thankful. Thank you so much.
Thank
you. Thank you. All right, here comes, this is a woman, she lives in LA, Akiko, you can introduce yourself in English. She's been such a huge help. This is our largest group ever, so she's been helping with a lot of the logistical stuff that I have a limit of how good I am at. So, she's been an amazing help, thank you.
You're welcome. Hi, James.
Hi.
My name is Akiko, I came from LA with my husband. Here is my some amazing experience here.
She listens to the show in LA, as you wish.
She's my other listener now.
Yeah. 日本語で。
She'll speak in Japanese.
In Japanese. 2015年に J セッティを知って、アダムス山ツアーを知ってから、アダムス山に来たくてしょうがなかった。
She found out about Jay City in 2015, and ever since then, she wanted to come down on Adams. So this was finally, finally came and finally become reality.
Great. ここの地に着いたら、もう涙が溢れてきて、で、アシュリーに抱きしめられたら、もう今までの感情が全部、バーッと出て、うちに帰ってきたんだなって思いました。
As you were there, when you were there with Ashley when we first arrived, and she as she stepped into the Skywatch field, she just burst into tears, and then Ashley gave her a long heart hug, and she said she, you know, all these old emotions just blew out, and just a huge emotional release, detox. Then she felt like she had come home, you know.
Here is my home.
Yeah.
That's nice.
あと初めて宇宙船 ET vehicle を見ました。はい。
She saw, and this is the first time she's ever seen a real ship, you know, real her, many in one place, you know, really.
もうあんなにいっぱい飛んでくるっていうのは分からなくて、で素晴らしいミルキーウェイに感動し、もう。 その晩も主人も初めてだったんですけど喜んでました。
はい。So of course she was blown away by all the different variety of ships, and then her husband is more of he's been a logistics supporter. He was very skeptical at first, to be honest. But then, you know, even in the first night, at the end, he found he spotted a couple himself, and
yeah.
So it's all about the experience, you know. So she's been wanting to. It's special that they could come as a couple. You know, so many people who come, they aren't able to come as a family, mm-hmm. Especially in our events in Japan. So it was great that they could do this together.
Great.
メディスン、ウィオ、
うん、
もうすごく素晴らしい波動を感じて、もう入れたことに感動しています。
Yeah, she felt a lot of amazing frequency and yeah, energy in the medicine wheel as well today. Yeah, when we were walking there, yeah.
Which group do you, Arcturus?、
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, we picked just one. We went in and I asked everyone just to pick one place that they felt they needed to go to. Yeah, so we'll do the complete walk tomorrow. But yeah, it was great.
本当は知りたいですけどね、自分がどの星か。
Yeah, she's looking forward to tomorrow's table self-mastery session. Yeah.
Yeah. I know when you go into the medicine wheel, when you hit your star family, it's a galactic medicine wheel. And when you go into the pod where your star family is, I notice people...really get hit hard, you know, the energy in a very good way.
Yeah.
They have major openings and you know, visions, and I've seen people go right out of body and go up on the ships. Or
Speaking of which, she found a video did you see the one on YouTube that the woman is like becomes half invisible?
Mm-mm.
Did you see? There was a lady who filmed, she's an American lady or Canadian, and it's on YouTube, but...
Andromeda.
In the Andromeda pod.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, here?
Yeah, here.
Really?
It's from this year. She'll show it to you.
I want to see that.
Yeah,
I definitely want to see that.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we do have that. We have people appearing, disappearing in the workshops. We'll have people sitting in their chair and all of a sudden they're gone.
Yeah.
And then they come back and it gets on film. You know, and it's part of the process of it's like the ascension process. You raise in frequency and you just go a little out of phase from this world.
Yeah.
And then boom, you're there, you know.
Exactly, yeah.
You're there.
Teleporting.I wondered if you Marcel, do you want to say something? That's good. Any of the men? Tomoko-san, how are you? I think we're all through. Yeah, okay. Nagisa? We have some guys who are fluent in English here this time.
Oh, okay.
So. Some of these people are very... Oh, thank you. Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
How about one more? I think we have some more time.
Yeah, we have plenty.
How about Nagisa? Yeah, he's an English teacher in Japan, so he's he knows a lot about the Shinto Shinto practice and everything.
Oh, great.
Esoteric Buddhism and everything.
All right.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Nori-san. Norihiko.
Yep.
Yeah.
Please call me Nori.
All right.
Not Noti.
He's not Noti.
All right.
Thanks for coming.
Sense of humor is important.
We've known each other for a long time, six years, so that's great he could come.
So how does like... What happens here at Isetti fit into the Shinto religion?
I felt the vibration looks similar.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
And I know you have in that religion you have a lot of deities like elementals and things like that and spirit nature spirits.
Nature spirit. Yeah.
Yeah. And have you seen that? Have you experienced that here as well? The nature energies and the nature spirits. Wonderful.
And I felt a great vibration comes into my chest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, into
the heart. Heart is getting activated. You were emotional the first night. You had a release too, right?
Yeah.
At the table. Yeah.
Great.
I cried and I felt funny.
Uh-huh.
So laughing too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know some people release, when they have a release, they'll cry first and then they start laughing afterwards because really that's your natural state is to be in laughter and to be in joy. And then, and so it's, we let go of something and then we get back to our natural state again. Well,
anything else you want? Do you want to talk about your healing? He does some body work too.
Oh, great.
Maybe I think you'll get even stronger when you leave.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I tried some healing to our mates.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Some of the people are, it's a little, they're a little bit, it's strong for them. You know, the jet lag is intense, and then the change of diet, and then, of course, all the energy, it kind of topples people over at times. But so he's been helping out, taking care of, as a follow-up. That's good.
Balance work and energy work.
Balance work.
Balance work. Great. Important. Yeah. Anyway, well.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for blessing us with your knowledge. And your energy. Yeah, we've just got a few minutes left. We've got about 12 minutes left.
I wanted to get what is your take on? I was gonna. We had an interview we did in Tokyo that I'm working on putting out. But I know in this article on Anemone, we talked about the New Age programming. That was a. I can't believe it almost could have gotten cut from the article. But some of the things that. It's funny that some of the things that are only on the internet in the English world are actually getting published with our articles in Japan, like the books and stuff. So that's it's really powerful when that happens. What do you think of it?
I get edited a lot when I talk about that. It really upsets people to realize that. What I find out, there's a great imbalance in a lot of spiritual, like a lot of New Age teachings, there's an imbalance there because they just focus on love and joy and bliss, and that's great. That's where you want to go, but there also is a dark side, and we need to acknowledge it and recognize it and learn how to heal it, our own dark side too.
And
clear that out, and we just can't put a mask on and say, and act like a guru, and eat goji berries and do yoga. We really got to deal with our dark side, and also deal with the fact that there are unseen negative influences, and there's faker spirits out there, and some people will think they're talking to a higher dimensional being, and sometimes it's their own subconscious, and sometimes it's an astral being. We teach that here, tools for discernment, and teach people how to heal unseen negative influences and how to work with the more benevolent ones that are part of the awakening and healing process.
Yeah, I feel overall it's getting a lot better, and it's getting easier to build, keep your energy strong, and I feel there's a lot, overall, the 4D kind of astral stuff is getting a lot weaker, and that frequency spectrum chart that you have in your presentation is always awesome, and that really helps make it concrete to people that, because in Japan, I think in the modern age, a lot of the four astral effects and astral phenomena are mixed in with the real HD, higher dimensional phenomenon. Mm-hmm. So that's separating the two is a huge step to self-mastery. It's a huge step to getting understanding the deeper elements of content.
Yeah.
So I actually was involved. I got invited to do last year. I was asked to do. There's a magazine in Japan called Mu. It's an occult magazine. It's like the Mad Magazine of the occult world there. And as far as the UFO topic goes, it's like 100% garbage. So I've been avoiding them like the plague. And there was one event that the editor was going to be at, and I was getting my guys. They were telling me to do it, and it was ended up that I met some really good people there. But the one message I got before I went on into the day before was that I needed to have that thing on hand, that chart, the light spectrum chart they use. And the reason why is because when I showed some pictures of that we have a couple pictures of beings in the field with us and stuff. They always try and pull it down into the occult, like they'll call it an entity or disincarnate or that's a poltergeist. And I was saying no, that's not at all. And then so I had the sheet right there ready and was able to break it down a little more categorically. And that helped kind of neutralize his spin. Yeah, that was good.
I was thinking about when we sign out here, I'd love to have her sing one of her songs.
Oh,
but
yeah.
We've got a few minutes left before that, but I was wondering about how long. Maybe you could ask about how long in English is.
Nihon toka. Thank you. I don't know. Do you want to? Oh, she has a tape on YouTube. Can we open in your nan? Do you have a BGM, Maru? She has a BG. Yeah, she has the background music. She could finish pushing up.
Oh, great. Okay. Yeah, we could do that. We could.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll play the background
music.
Yeah.
Okay,
or maybe she has the one that was already recorded. Is that all right? If we play that near the mic or something?
Yeah, we can do that.
Okay. Then we can fade it down or whatever if we need to. Yeah. We need to load that up.
I just play it right here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It'll just go over the speakers there. Yeah. But we've got it, before we play it, we've got a few minutes. Now, how long is it?
It's probably 3 or 4 minutes, so we could just cut it, fade it down.
Yeah,
okay.
Maybe she can talk a little bit about the words to the, what it means, you know, what the song
is. This one song called Te Amo, I Love You in Japan, in Spanish, yeah. Yeah. We can play it here and it'll pick up on the mic. Yeah.
Turn your volume all the way up.
Can you tell us about the song?
これはまさにグレッグの12月の忘年会の日に一日でできた曲なんですけど、アンドロメダのエネルギーを下ろした、曲です。
This is actually, believe it or not, this was made on the day we had our Jay City end of the year party last year at Christmas.
Yeah.
And she felt a strong Andromeda, her guide coming in, so she made this in one day.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah. And we just did a video for it too. Our friend who filmed the, your lecture in Tokyo made a great music video for her.
All right, so let's go ahead and play it.
It's called Te Amo. Yeah, I love you in Spanish.
Oh, hey!
has a great voice.
All right.
Yeah, it's electric too. Yes, a lot of emotion in these songs. You know, she's been through a lot, and personally, and she has two amazing, just gorgeous starseed daughters. So one is super played, and she just moved to San Diego. And
how did they? Can they get her music? What's the best way?
Oh yeah, to get she's just had an album. It's just been released. She's gonna release it on that Stargate on the event 8/8 at the Sirius Gate.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, if people want to check, it's gonna be on iTunes. I think. Yeah.
Great.
YouTube de Swan. Swan.
Yeah, her artist name is Swan. So if people look up on YouTube, Swan, and then this song is Tiamo, T-I-A-M-O. And yeah, I'm in that video a little bit. We filmed it in her new apartment. It's a high rise in Tokyo. It's beautiful. Yeah,
great.
She actually, her second daughter is a real big feline soul. And she we found out that she was, she remembered she was with Bagheet. Yes. She's one of the four Syrian in her group who came to the earth, and she actually incarnated as a person. Yeah, she's in the sixth grade.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I was in Hawaii, and I knew this woman, and I could see Bagheet's energy all around her, feline energy.
Yeah.
I showed her a picture of Bagheet, and she just had a meltdown right there.
Yeah.
And she went home, and her daughter ran up to her and went, Bagheet, Bagheet, like this, you know, so it was pretty funny.
Most of them are so all these super powerful members are coming together. Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you.
I got the name.
All right. Thank you. Beautiful. I need a copy of that.
Yeah.
Well, it looks like we're hitting up the end of the hour here. So what's the best way to get a hold of your website and the work that you're doing? And if people want to get the translated version of Contact, has begun. And
I know there's
anything
people
else
in Japan listening in other countries, Japanese people listening in Canada and U.S. and that stuff. But yeah, I keep saying we're going to put out more in U.S. English information, but that's hopefully now that this project's done, I can finally dig into more blogs and videos. But yeah, it's at our site is www.jaceti.org. And we have a lot of the videos. Actually, I just put out a really amazing Nightscope video we did in Okinawa in 2014. It's on our Vimeo channel, so if people look up JCity on Vimeo.com or on YouTube, there's different footage on each channel, so they can see the stuff we're doing on there. Yeah.
Awesome. All right, I guess we got to wrap it up. It's end of the hour, but thanks everybody for listening. Thanks for the beautiful song. And we got to wrap it up, but stay in the heart, watch the skies. Big change is coming. So we got to become frequency specific to the Earth's ascension process. And the best way to do that is to stay in the heart and follow your heart. Anyway, have a great evening. This is James Gunn with As You Wish Talk Radio signing off. Watch the skies and stay in the heart. Good night.